אוקיי, ישי, ישי תוקר. אומר לנו, אני כותב אורן, תורה וב, לטר ד' which in English you say Torah 6, letter 4. וכשרוצה אדם ללך בדרכי התשובה, צריך להיות בקי בהלכה. If someone wants to go on the ways of תשובה, ways, not way of תשובה, ways of תשובה, רבינו זה דרכי. Ways of tshuva, he has to be baki, an expert in halacha. He has to learn halacha every day. So Rav always explains here. Halacha, simply halacha, shulchan aruch, right? That's first of all. Right? A person cannot do tshuva if he doesn't know what he's doing is wrong. Right? If he thinks he'll have to, I don't know, light a fire on Shabbos. He's not married to Chua on that because he never knows. So first of all, you have to do halacha. You have to do halacha. Right? How do you be a Jew? Then you can do tshuva on anything. That's one thing. Second explanation is, we'll see right now, a person has to be baki beratzo, baki bashov. Baki beratzo, baki bashov. Baki beratzo, an expert in going forward, and expert in returning back. If a person wants to do tshuva, besides the fact he needs to learn halacha, he needs to be also an expert in whatever situation that the Kadosh Baruch Hu puts him. Whether it's going forward right now, if you know how to do it, or when right now Hashem put him in a down place, you have to know how to be there as well. Practically, he explains it further on. Okay, fine. Let's see the practical. You'll see what it means in a second. Okay. Like it says in the Zohar says this: Zakaman de'ay v'nafek. Praiseworthy is the one, right, who goes up and in and out, in and out. What does that mean, in and out? So he explains this here. Ravavosh explains now. Aynu, kshayesh lo yerida b'avodat Hashem. When he has a down now in avodat Hashem, he's not doing so well today, right? Mitchazek, he strengthened himself, not to fall more. Adrabah, how would I go up from this situation? Rak al adam ze, shadal avodat Hashem, gabet ha'yerida alav ne'emar ashrei. And only on this person who knows how to serve Hashem also in the time of going down, he is praiseworthy, he's ashrei. Is that shrei? What does it make a difference? We have a purpose. The purpose is to serve Hashem. Right? Does it make a difference if I serve Hashem here, serve Hashem there, what the results are? Does it make a difference? We always have to serve Hashem wherever we are. Wherever situation a person's at, he has to serve Hashem, like the famous mashal, famous parallel that we said, I said a few times. Right? I think Rabbeinu says that, I'm not sure. I read it somewhere that there was a factory once. There was a factory. A factory of filling up barrels. That was a job. You had to fill up barrels. But there was a problem. The barrels had holes. So the more you put the liquids in it, what happened? It all came right out. So I think Zalbani says this. When people came to work, the smart ones, right, they were filling up the barrels. The stupid ones quit. Why? Why is the smart ones stupid ones? The smart ones said, what do I care what the results are? I'm the owner of the factory? This is what he wants me to do. I get a paycheck at the end of the month. Shkayach, kol tov. Right? But the stupid one said, what's the purpose? It all falls straight out. What's the purpose? What do you care what the purpose is? So same thing, us. We, a person who works to serve Hashem, he falls, he gets up, he falls. Doesn't make a difference to us what the results are. We have to serve Hashem. Whatever situation is, we serve Hashem. Full of holes, full of holes. Wherever you want Hashem, whatever you want. We have to serve Hashem. Whatever situation we are. Yeah. So when he has an up or a down, that doesn't make a difference. So that you serve Hashem not only when he's having pleasure and he's enjoying the davening, of course he davens for an hour. And when he's done enjoying, no, he doesn't go to shul. What's the difference? Enjoying, you go to shul, and you're davening with kavana, without kavana. You go and you do what you can do at the moment. Do what you can do. Right? That's what Hashem wants from us. Okay? And the person who does this, right, he diminishes the kavod of himself and gives kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? The person who says, no, one second, there's no point in me doing this. What's the point? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't care. It doesn't make it, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything, right? Look at that. If it's for your own kavod, you're right. You don't feel, you don't feel you're gaining anything out of it. So go, leave. But when someone, he does it anyways, that shows that he's not doing it for himself. He's doing it for Hashem, Shem Shamayim. For Hashem, it works, doesn't really make a difference. He gets up and he serves Hashem. Hashem's happy for whatever we do. You do like this for Hashem, he's happy. Yeah. That's it. Whatever you do for Hashem. I'm sure they don't teach this in a lot of places.
In the morning, I get to this ayom. Close.
And then this morning?
I say the same thing. And then I still not so much. So, okay. There's a good point. I don't understand so much. I was only loving. I understand the meaning, you know, but.
In general. So a person has to be an expert when he goes up in Avodas Hashem and an expert when he goes down. How do you be an expert when you go up? A person could be like this. When he goes up, he might say, fine, I'm doing well today. Right? And not work harder. And when he goes down, he might say, oh, I'm not working, I'm so bad. That's exactly the opposite. When a person is going down, their job is to say, anyway, Hashem loves you. Anyway, I'll do whatever I can, even in this situation. And when he has a good day, he has to say, a good day? Another hour of learning. A good day? More people to do. A good day? I'll act better. I'll daven better. Not say, I have a good day. Fine, so keep it this way. No. To work forward. A person can fall asleep when he has a good day. Right? It doesn't have to be also a day. It could be a good period of time in life. Right? When he has more pressure, oh, suddenly he's a tzaddik, right? When you have a good time, you forget to serve Hashem. No, it's to serve Hashem all the time. Or it could be the opposite. When you have a good time, he's working Hashem so well. When he goes down, he can't stand it anymore and he can't do anything. The person has to be an expert in the down going and an expert in the up going. That's how Benu teaches us. To know that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person knows this, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us is in order to get us close to him. Whatever he does with us. One person doesn't give him a wife. That's how he wants to get close to Hashem. Another person, he gives him a wife, and that's how he wants to get close to Hashem. Right? He has troubles that way. One person has children, so hard for him. One person doesn't have children, so hard for him. One person doesn't have money, right? And that's how he serves Hashem the better. Another person has a lot of money, and that's why he has so many troubles. One person, like this, all kinds of things. Like I've always said on Shabbos, each one is a mice in himself. Each one is a whole. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what to do in order to get a person close. And that's why a person should never fall from whatever situation he's in, and never go to sleep from whatever situation he's in. Because he has to understand, that's why when someone has his bodhidus, he can understand this. He has to understand that if Hashem gave me a good davening today, how do I work to make it stronger? Not to say, okay, I have a good davening, good. No, how do I work to get it stronger? Right? I mean, there's always levels to grow. Always levels to grow. Okay? And by the way, Abaj adds here, that the main way you're getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dafka when you go down. Dafka in the hidden parts. Dafka in the hidden parts, that's when we have the opportunity to serve Hashem. Opportunity to serve Hashem. when it's hard for a person, he feels in a pit, right? Then that's when the ladder is in front of him, he has to climb. When they put a light, he doesn't feel in the pit, he doesn't look for the ladder to climb a lot of times. Also, then he has to look where to climb. But when they put him in the darkness, then he looks a lot more how to grow and how to...
Like you have a lot of stones on the legs. So they want to push it down.
I can tell you, being in yeshiva is Gan Eden. Gan Eden. How could he? I tell you, I have a family, whatever. One family, one brother-in-law, he works from morning, very early in the morning, to very late at night. I'm telling you, me sitting in yeshiva, make more money Hashem gives me than he does. It was so hard, doesn't have any time to learn. Hardly davens the assembly quickly. Comes Shabbos, he's a shmate. He's working so hard. He's doing holy things, he's building houses in itself. It's very special what he's doing. I'm not saying he's not wasting his time. He's bringing parnassah. That was a great thing. I'm just saying how fortunate. I have another brother-in-law also sitting in the office all day. Another brother-in-law, I don't know what he does, but his problem with Shalom Bayis. We have to be so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're sitting and learning Torah and Yeshiva. And that we're able to do it. That we're able to sit and learn. Doesn't mean we're better than anyone, it's just me that Hashem did with us a big chesed.
We're better off.
Better off, exactly. We're better off than a lot of people. Tell you that, when I always used to say this, years ago, in Gan Eden, I never chaffed, but now I see the world and this is Gan Eden. You see Gan Eden any better than this? This is Gan Eden, that's what you do in Gan Eden, by the way. You sit and learn. You enjoy, but you have more pleasure in Gan Eden from the light of the Torah.
You cannot be better.
Okay. How's that? Yeah. Set up, serve me. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. It's a bizayon when someone has a down. He feels bad, he feels disgraced. Why am I going down? And if he's silent and just he's akshan, you know what akshan is? Stubborn! I'm serving Hashem. I don't care what situation he puts me in. Hashem, you can put me in the mud, you can put me in the dirt, you can put me in the taivas, I'm still gonna serve you. Huh? No problem? I'm still gonna serve. I'm gonna be stubborn. I wanna serve you. Every situation you wanna serve Hashem. Okay? If Hashem sees that person has so much, he'll let it through. It could be only in the next world he'll see it. It doesn't make a difference. Our job is not to see the result. Our job is to work. And quickly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does show us many, many times how fortunate we are. Especially in this generation, he shows us very well. Yeah. This is a story of Rav Avosh has a whole CD on this. It's a story from Sipur Masiyot by the seven bettlers, right? The seven beggars. You know the story of the stories of Rabbi Nachman? You didn't read the story of Rabbi Nachman, Yaakov?
I haven't read the seven beggars.
You read the seven beggars?
I haven't read it yet. I have my mind on the pauper and the Berkman and the pauper.
What's that?
It's after the Huckam and the Tom.
Number 10. You're up to number 10.
Right, so I'm doing, I did Tom, I did the next story, I'm on the next story right now.
I like the story exchange.
The
king and the
story. Right.
Yeah. You should read the story,
I did like a
little bit. Read, it's very important to read the stories. My son, when he was 6, he finished all the stories.
Wow. There's one story that the beginning I didn't understand nothing. It was with the pastor, the fire, with the police, and the other one, like, what's happening? After that,
That's the story. The seven butlers. Yeah, they were lost in the forest.
Yeah.
So, anyways, was it this story? I think so.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's the last story.
Yes,
sir. Huh?
I think that it was in the desert. The one that I remember that I believe. That's
through the forest?
Fire.
It's not this one. This is anyways, in this story, the 13th story, Abenu says, when they were very happy, the king, there was a king who had a son, and he made a big party for the son and told him, he appointed his son to be king instead of him while he was still alive.
Yeah.
He appointed his son, he made his son king while he was still alive, this king. And he told his son, in the middle of, he made a big party and everything, he told his son in the middle, since I see in the astrology that you're going to fall down in the future from the kingship, you won't be a king anymore. Only one thing, I want you not to be sad about it, to be happy about it. Only be happy. And if you'll be happy, I'll be happy. But if you'll be sad, I'll still be happy. Why will I be happy if you're sad? Because if you become sad, I understand that you don't deserve to be the king. If you're happy, I'm happy for you. And you understand that you have to be happy in any situation. And if you're sad, I'm happy for me that I understand that you don't that you're not the king. Why? Because you don't deserve to be the king if you're not happy. Yeah. But if you'll be happy, I'll be even great, happier and happier. So that's how also a person, this is a mashal to a person who serves Hashem. Hashem tells a person, if you're happy in every situation, even going down, then I'm very, very happy. Yeah? But and you're serving me by being happy. Just be happy. But if you would be sad, I'm happy that you fell down. Why? You don't deserve to be up. So a person, just by being happy, he serves Hashem. Just by being happy. Yeah. Rav Arush brings there three ways of understanding this going down situation. First of all, the level of person is according to his will. The more person wants, the higher level you're going to get. A lot of times they put him down to make his will grow. Desire more. Second of all, when a person, they put him down, he understands how much prayers he's lacking. And he starts praying more. And then the up situation, he forgets to pray. A third situation, like we said, is to understand that he's nothing. If Hashem wants, he puts him up, puts him down, I'm nothing. So it's a big chesed from Hashem. Right? Was it merit something with Gaiva? Chaval. So that's what he has to be. He has to know what to do when he's going up. He has to know what to do when he's going down. Rabbeinu explains, "Bechinat im esak shamayim shamatas." It says to Hillel, "If you go to heavens over there, if I get up to heavens, also right over there, you are, right? Which is going up, yeah." And also another thing, it says, "Im esak shamayim." If I go up to the heavens. Sham atah, Sham is over there, far away. Even though you know he went up to the heavens, Hashem is still there, far away. So when a person has an up to heavens, you should know Hashem is still far away. You have a lot more to go. Atzia Sheol ineka. When you go down, Atzia Sheol, Sheol is the lowest place, right? You go down, ineka is you're right over there. Hashem is right there with you. That's what a person has to work. When he goes up, he has to say, Hashem is still so far from me. I still have to work so much. And when he goes down, he says, Hashem is right here next to me. Right? But if he does the opposite, oy vavoy, he'll destroy himself. If when he goes up, he says, Hashem is here with me, he'll stop working. If he goes down and says, Hashem is so far away, he'll also stop working. We have to cause ourselves to work. So when you go up, you have to say, Hashem is so far. So I work. Now you have power because you got an You're on the roll, right? You're on the fifth gear. You're running fast. But when you go down, you have to make yourself working. You say, Hashem's with me. Even in this situation, I'll do this for Hashem. Hashem's with me. I don't have to work so hard. He's with me right here. Whatever I do, I'm with Hashem. Right? And then he starts working. If you do the opposite, oy vavoy. You have to know, Abiyatan says, it's basal v'chalav. It's milk, and milk and meat. Milk is kosher, meat is kosher, and you cannot mix them together. You have to know when to use this, and when to use that. It's milk and meat. He says, look worried a bit, isn't it okay? You look worried.
No.
No, okay. You feel okay? Yeah. You have to be an expert of him, said in this. An expert. You have to work. It's not easy. Every down you have, the opportunity to grow in this or to learn how to grow. The whole life we're learning how to grow. Our whole life we're learning how to grow.
He just repeated for his poor piece of advice. He just said, from the Irish, what was the first one? The more desire you have, the more.
I said three.
What? The more desire.
It causes you to have more desire, and the more desire, the more you grow.
Next one.
When a person is in the down situation, then he understands, Hashem's telling me, he's lacking tefillos in this and tefillos in this. He has the opportunity to fill in the tefillos that he's lacking. If he doesn't have a down, he doesn't know where to fill them in. And the third is that it breaks the gaiva of a person. And understand that, you see, he has biziano, he understands that it's all Hashem, I'm nothing, I'm nothing.
Four,
say three. And that's what it says, Ani ledodi, ledodi li. Where do we say this? Shir Shirim, which is Rashi Tevois Elul. Right? Ani ledodi, I'm to my uncle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's the aspect of growing, going up to Hashem. Ledodi li, Hashem comes to me when I'm in a down situation, Hashem's with me. Ani ledodi, that's Elul. That's what Elul is all about. When you go to Hashem, go work, go to Hashem. When you are going down, Hashem comes to you. Basically, we're always with Hashem, okay? And Elul is the time of tshuva, right? And that was tshuva is. Tshuva is to always know how to work in every situation. That is tshuva. We have to know how to return to Hashem. To Shuvah looks at it. Shuvah is returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to know how to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from every situation. When you're in an up situation, the returning is to work harder. When you're in a down situation, the returning to Hashem is to say Hashem is with me now. In every situation, that's Shuvah. In every situation, that's Shuvah. That is the Shuvah. That is Shuvah. Shuvah is to be with Hashem. To return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Eidol is all about. That's what the Eidol is all about. Shuvah. To return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sure they don't teach us in other yeshivas. Sure, I'm proud that I could tell you. Maybe Breslov yeshivas, maybe, yeah. Probably, yeah. But not in the world, they don't know this. Torah Vav and Nikotem Moham. It's a very powerful Torah. It's a fundamental Torah in Breslov.
You teach it from an intellectual point of view. They don't teach it.
Have
to advise how to do it.
Exactly. That's what Rabbeinu is all special about. And that's what Rabbeinu, which is a chiddush in this generation, that he brings Rabbeinu even more and more practical. Rabbeinu put Rabbeinu into work in this situation to show us the practical from every person, everywhere, wherever he is in the world. And that's the Kvod Hashem that we said in the beginning of the Torah, we want to give Kvod to Hashem. When someone knows how to serve Hashem in every situation he's in, that's the Kvod of Hashem. This is Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what the Pasuk says. He ties it all together now. The Pasuk says, we have time, yeah. The Pasuk says, we say in Kiddush, in Shabbat, some people say, I say it, Im Tashiv Mishabbat Aglecha, Asot Chafatzecha Beyon Kodshi, וקראת על השבת עונג לקדוש השם מכובד. What does the pasuk say? We have a navi here. With English, you don't know navi in English? No, I don't know what I'm saying. Are you here? Yeah, there's a navi there?
Great.
Shrek. איזה תושייה יש לו. ישעיה נונחס. ישעיה הוא הנבי. You heard of ישעיה הנבי? The holy prophet Isaiah. Yeah. That's a good gimel. If you return your foot because it is the Sabbath, a Shabbos, refrain from accomplishing your own needs on my holy day. If you proclaim this Shabbos, I delight, a delight, and the holy day of Hashem honored, and you honor it by not engaging in your own affairs, from seeking your own needs or this. Discussing the forbidden. Okay. Understand what the pasuk says? So then, what will happen? Pasuk Dalet. Person does this. Then you will delight in Hashem, and I will mute. MOUNT. NT. Mute you astray the heights of the world. I will provide you the heritage of your forefathers, Jacob.
Now, like go up on a, like you go up on a horse.
You did,
now you put you up.
Astride.
Yeah, on the heights.
Of the heights of the world. I will provide you the heritage of your father Yaakov for the mouth of Hashem has spoken. So yeah, so that's the pasuk of Shabbos. We say that Kiddush of Shabbos a lot of people in the day. Yeah. Shabbos is tshuva. What's Shabbos is tshuva? Yeah. The pasuk says, "You call the Shabbos oinig," and then it says in the pasuk, "V'chibadato ma'asul achecha," to honor Hashem from doing your own needs. You honor, you respect Hashem. And you refrain from doing your own, hold back from doing. Yeah, but it says in Asad Rachecha, your ways. You respect Hashem by doing your ways. You can also read it that way. What does that mean? Two ways. Which two ways? Ways of tshuva. Shabbos, which is tshuva. Okay. Shabbos, respect Hashem. How do you do tshuva? You have to respect Hashem if you do it in two ways. What's the two ways? The time that you go up and the time that you go down. It's a plural lashon. And when one has these two, the kiryot, these two ex, experts. When he has these two ways of expertation, whatever you call it.
Expertise,
right? He's the best in these. Then he goes in the ways of tshuva and he merits to get covered with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? That means he merits ketel. Ketel without the kaf, there's no kavod, right? Yeah. And then the person has to understand. After Hashem, the person understands that that's how he has to serve Hashem. Then yemin Hashem shuta lekabel tshuvato, zot kavod elul. This is the highest gula, and Hashem will receive our tshuva. Right? So we receive our tshuva and go into Rosh Hashanah Kli. It's the highest thing. When someone, the person understands every up situation, it doesn't mean I have to go to sleep, it means I have to go forward. And every down situation, how to get up from there, how to understand Hashem is with me, that's the secret of Elul. That's what Elul is all about. And it's all year round, but it's a secret from Elul. Sod Kavanot Elul, Rabbeinu writes here. This is secrets. Kavanot, I'm sure he has also spiritual, all kinds of things. But so, I have a CD in my house for children. We have a bunch of them. It's a whole series of the Chagim. It's called the Rebbe Herschel. Rebbe Herschel. He's like an old man, a Rebbe, like I said. And he always meets up with kids and he tells them all the stories about the Chagim. And sings with them and everything. So on Tishrei, it starts like this. I think it's not only for children, by the way, I think it's also for adults. So he starts like this. He says, they come and they meet him and they ask him, where were you? And he wasn't at home. They were worried for him. Where was he? He said, I gave back all the, today is Elul, it started Elul, and I found all kinds of stuff which don't belong to me in the house, the books or whatever, a sweater, and I went around to give back to all the people before Rosh Hashanah. I don't want anything that doesn't belong to me. So they tell them, let's skip Elul. Let's jump straight to Sukkot. Sukkot is nice. Tell us about Sukkot. Tell us about Simchat Torah, Shmini Atzeret. Not Elul, please. And then why are you so scared of this month? And the kids tell him, it's a scary month. All the adults are so serious. And it's a scary month. We prefer that you skip to Tishrei. Tishrei is better. He tells them, but why? Why are you so scared? So he tells them, you don't understand what El is all about. It's a breastplate of the thing, yes. He tells them that El is about tshuva. And tshuva is to be with Hashem. And to be with Hashem is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Right? Whatever you do, right?
I feel it, but I don't know it's true. When you do, there's a lot of people have a lot of problems. Hashem put in things to fix before.
Maybe. Maybe only the rest of us.
No, I'm not wrong. All of them.
Yeah. Could be. I don't know. I just have to tell you, right? So that's how I want to. Yeah, yeah. Elul is a beautiful month. It's probably the most beautiful month in the year. It's the whole month is tshuva. Tshuva is a beautiful thing. We have to love to do tshuva. When is tshuva not a good thing? When a person, he doesn't know what tshuva is. And then he thinks it's so hard, it's so serious, what am I going to do? But if someone understands that tshuva means to be with Hashem, then he just has to do his brother and see what situation he's right now. And then he knows from there how to return to Hashem. No. That's what tshuva means. Tshuva, confessing in front of Hashem. And if it's a situation, if one is in a situation where you cannot confess not to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he can't do tshuva in the way that the Rambam says, confessing, and that he'll be sad, he'll be depressed. He shouldn't do tshuva that way. That's not tshuva. Tshuva is returning to Hashem. And if a person sees that he's trying to do Hashem and becomes sad because of it, that is not tshuva. Tshuva is returning to Hashem. He has to be in this happy state of mind, and only then he can do the tshuva that the Rambam writes about. Tshuva is returning to Hashem. If it's not returning to Hashem, you're not doing tshuva. Rav Arush told us that once this young guy came to him and said, telling him, I have no hope, I did this, I did that, no hope. I was like, okay, so start from now. But you know what I did? He couldn't get out of that mindset. He said, forget what you did. Start now, fresh. You're still young. Well, you have many years to live, Hashem. No, I can't. You don't understand. So the Rav said this. You know what? I'll sign for you that you're putted from doing tshuva, okay? Really? Yeah, in Shammai, you could ask them to bury you with it, and then in Shammai, you'll come with it. And you say, I have a signature from Rav Shalom Arush on me, okay? On my shoulders. You don't have to do tshuva anymore. Really? Yeah, all you have on the machul, yeah, you do tshuva. He went out and he started getting up. Rav Arush, that's why you think I get this thing, yeah, crazy. Take someone else's sin on me. But I saw, that's what bothers him. He can't grow because of this obstacle in front of him. He can't, he's stuck, his mind is stuck. I did a bad thing, I can't grow. So I took away that thing, I said, yeah, right? Now he's going to be in a happy mind, and when he gets strong enough, he'll do tshuva also on that. Alright? So I don't have to go to Rav Arush, I'll tell you already right now. First you have to be happy, and then you can do tshuva. Right? And ignore, if this sin is bothering you right now, ignore it right now. Ignore it! Hashem doesn't want you to do tshuva on that right now. Hashem wants you to work now. Be happy, stand up from Hashem, to work on. And then when you're in a good state, right, then you can come to a broken heart, a real broken heart, and do tshuva at the time. Salam. Shkoyach. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, wonderful Hashem, blessed. Kol Asher Ba'aretz Ana Chayav Zeh Hashkayach Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu. Yaakov, take your recorder. What? Yaakov.